toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8.net toll-free line for you as we launch in hour number two of the program. Is Ian here with you?
And Wayne.
And Mark.
Once again, that toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free. Once again, freetalklive.com. To the phones. To the phone. It's Dennis in New Hampshire. Dennis, you're on Free Talk Live.
Howdy, guys.
Hey, what's Dennis. On your mind, Dennis?
So I wanted to talk about a, in my mind, a really happy thing that happened today, one of the few happy things that happens up in the State House in Concord, New Hampshire. It looks like they have passed, at least through the House of Representatives, a bill that would give same-sex couples identical rights under the law as opposite-sex couples.
Well, that's good to know, I guess. I mean, it's not the optimum solution. The optimum solution, of course, being getting the government out of marriage entirely. But as long as government is going to offer marriage to couples, then that makes sense, don't you think?
I don't know that I do necessarily. If I'm the reason that I'm all for your first suggestion and not all for your second one is because there's discrimination issues that come into play when if I'm a good conservative Christian business owner and I don't want to offer benefits to one of my gay employees, their live-in lover, whereas I do want to offer to the spouses, it doesn't afford me that freedom. I see problems and everything. I think that the best solution is to get the government out of marriage, and I think it sullies the whole relationship anyway.
Maybe those problems are exactly the thing that's necessary to make everybody kind of wake up and go, okay, well, now we're in the situation that we're treating everybody equally under the law, and it sucks, so let's slice a whole bunch of law out of the picture. That would be
possibly
fantastic.
I don't think so. I don't think that has come into play in the Denny's situation where blacks were getting inferior service. It doesn't come into play in hiring practices. I don't think that'll come into play at all.
Well, it may
have an opening for it because there were actually two bills that were passed. One was to create this what they call spousal unions, which is literally exactly everything that marriage is, but without the marriage word to make people less scared. They also did what they call a study committee, where they're going to study what this means. And so that gives them an out. Like a study committee can come out and say, well, gee, it's tough no matter what you do, and maybe a good idea is to just separate the whole marriage thing out from the law. It's possible.
It's possible, but we're going to probably need some free staters actually getting elected in order to even float that idea.
Right.
Nobody who's a Republican or
foreign.
Democrat. No one who's in the House. I mean, I think there's one guy that we have in the House. No one except for that one guy is likely to ever float
that. There's a couple people in the House that literally are free staters. There's still, I think, one left who is not a mover.
I see.
And in fact, there's one guy who, Dick Markle, who actually called into the show once.
Yeah.
He has a shot at being a rep in a couple of weeks. There's a special election held. The guy who took his, kind of, who beat him in the last election, died.
Oh, my. It's a shame.
Yeah. Quite a reversal of fortune. But there's a decent chance we could have Dick Markle back in the House voting pro-freedom on every single vote. So
that would
be
good.
Awesome.
Very good, Dennis. Anything else that you wanted to get out there?
That's all. Thanks much.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Zach in South Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Wayne and Mark. Hey, Zach.
Hey, a couple weeks ago, John Edwards came by Columbia, and I had the chance to go see him, and I ended up getting in the front row along with a fellow libertarian and his Republican roommate.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had some fun during the speech, kind of making comments and applauding at maybe inopportune times.
Did you bring your barf bags?
Maybe kind of frustrating him. But one thing he just seemed so happy about was his universal health care plan. And
seemed
to be his answer for just about everything.
Yeah, you're going to hear a lot more about that, not just from him, but from every other candidate. Heck, who knows, even maybe the Republican candidates now. Pushing that. But you're going to hear a lot about that. Everybody's got their own little plan, I think.
Like Romney.
One of the funniest things he said, though, was when someone asked him about all the lines that people are in for organ transplants and how is he going to help that. And he said, oh, well, in my health care plan, we're not going to have lines. Next question.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, you can say anything you want to when you're running for office.
It's kind of like being locked in a garage with a car running. listening to a lot of these politicians.
And then another one of his things was for college, and his plan is that for every student that will work 10 hours a week, he wants the government to pay for their college.
Wow, how much per hour is that?
I don't know. Maybe it's like the Freedom Corps or whatever they call it, where you have to go and so-called volunteer for the federal government. Is that what he's talking about, or actually working at a 7-Eleven?
I don't think so. I think it's he didn't really say that much, but he did say, and we're already doing that in North Carolina, in my state. And then a couple minutes later, he admitted, well, the program that we're doing in North Carolina is currently privately funded. And so the three of us in the front row, like, stood and applauded when he said that.
privately funded. Yay!
It's like, well, that's why it works in your state.
What was the general response of the audience there? Because typically when a blowhard comes to speak, they attract the people that are already sort of on the bandwagon, and they just want to, you know, they want to have some smoke blown up their butts. What essentially was the response of the audience in general to this guy?
I was actually surprised. Barack Obama came here a few weeks before that, and he drew a crowd of about 3,000.
Wow.
And John Edwards only got about 150 to show up to his.
Yeah.
And it didn't seem like everyone really liked him, and he had questions afterwards, and some of them just were not very friendly towards him. You could tell that I'd say about half the crowd didn't really like him.
Yeah. I guess that I would ask if you had a chance to ask a question, but then again, I immediately thought, oh, no, they were plotting at the wrong times. Probably would never have called on you. But did you get a chance to ask a question?
No,
you
I didn't.
Okay.
Now, Barack Obama's the golden boy right now, but it is a year and a half away from the election, and something is going to happen that's going to pull the rug out from underneath him. Mm-hmm. He's already
had... Why do you say that?
Well, because that's what happens every single time.
Especially if you're an empty suit.
And, he's come unglued on quite a few people. There was some ears comment, and he's got a little bit of a temper.
Is that right?
And I think that
I don't pay any attention to these.
Just letting you know, he's got some insecurities and a temper, and it's gonna come against him. And I'm, of course, I'm on all for Ron Paul. And
Zach, keep up the good work. Thanks for the call.
Hold up some Ron Paul signs at these rallies for Democrats and empty suit Republicans.
Yeah, well, you should definitely hold them up at the Republican rallies as well, because they're trying their best to keep this guy out. They're trying their best to exclude Ron Paul. Marginalize him, ignore him, make him look like a crackpot. Luckily, he's got his wits about him, and it's not going to be an easy task for the people in the media to do that sort of thing. As I guess Bill Maher
is pretty much used to it. He's used to being marginalized. He's been, he's the lone voice for liberty in the United States Congress, and I'm sure that he's used to being ignored. So he has systems for dealing with that kind of thing.
Our toll-free number is 800-259-9231. The Packet8.net toll-free line. I don't know what. I think I was just bored. I think Julia was out at work or something like that, and some of the guys here in Keene were going to the Hillary Clinton speech, and so I decided to tag along just to see what what all the malarkey was about.
Well, you're in journalism. You're supposed to go and check these things out.
Well, yeah, I did, and it was awful. It was as awful as I'd expected it to be. And what I found interesting was sort of the youngish flavor they were trying to spin her with. Every one of the staffers at the event,
funny she doesn't look it,
was under the age of 29.
Mm-hmm.
So they all had sort of that youthful appearance, and then there's Hillary. But they all sort of had that youthful appearance. They were trying to make it look like, she's the candidate of the youth. She's young. She's in tune with the young people and the hip people and blah, blah, blah.
She's cool, and she's got Chelsea behind her.
It wasn't cool at all. And what was less cool was a response from the audience. They were just falling all over themselves over this woman. And anybody that has that response to a politician, I just have to ask,
How do you say stupid? Stupid!
What are you thinking? How could you be so gullible? These are they always lie to you. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live. How much are you paying for your residential long-distance phone service? Well, it's too much. Packet 8 is offering local and long-distance VoIP phone service for as low as $20 a month. You can call anywhere in the United States and Canada for as little as $20 a month. With Packet 8's SoftTalk service, you can turn your computer into a video phone. Packet 8 also offers virtual office services for small businesses. Get started and get saving with Packet 8. Go to packet8.net or call 1-866-TRY-VOIP. That's packet8.net or 1-866-TRY-VOIP. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you bring up whatever you want. Toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the packet 8.net toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens and dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photograph to prove that they listen to the show. See what I mean by heading over to shrine.freetalklive.com. That is shrine.freetalklive.com. And tax season is upon us. Don't you wish you'd known more about finances growing up? A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich by Jewel Thornton shows kids how to grow up financially free, save early and often, and how to develop passive income streams, the key to financial freedom. The average college student graduates with $7,000 in credit card debt. That's no way to start a life. Buy them A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich at akidsjourney.com or call 800-657-5066, 1-800-657-5066, or go to akidsjourney.com.
The earlier you start working at wealth, the better off you are.
Absolutely. In fact, let's talk about wealth, or at least one facet of building wealth, and at least I know Jewel talks about it in her book, and that is getting yourself a house, getting yourself settled in your own home, a home that you own. And that way, of course, when you don't actually own your home outright and the bank still owns it, it's still a liability, but it can become an a home can become an asset for you.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, there's a situation in this country that's developing that has to do with a lot of people losing the homes that they once had. And it has a lot to do with fiscal irresponsibility, but there's more to it than just that. And Wayne, I think you've got sort of an update on the what do we even call this? Is like a is it a crisis? The home market crisis?
Well, it's kind of a mortgage bubble crisis, you might call it.
Yeah,
it's gotten so bad now because a lot of these people who took out adjustable rate mortgages in the last 2 or 3 years, these
I would be one of those.
Yeah, and they've reset so that the interest rate is higher now, and their payment in some cases is almost double what it was 3 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and not everybody can pay that. And if they are paying it, they're doing that at the expense of consuming and helping the economy. So, and then what happens, they get more and more behind, you know, they get that car repair they've got to do, and so a lot of people are losing their homes now, and this is, many people think it's just the beginning. Well, there's a few people, namely Christopher Dodd and Hillary Clinton, who want to bail people out. So, from the Housing Crash News on Patrick.net, there's a story entitled, Stop the Subprime Bailout. Can you spare a few thousand dollars to pay someone else's mortgage? Congress thinks you can. Especially
yeah.
Senators Christopher Dodd and Hillary Clinton. What's more, a lot of the people you're being asked to bail out lied on their loan applications or signed up for loans without reading the terms.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what's going on, as explained by Carolyn Baum of Bloomberg.com. Quote, during the housing boom of the last 5 years, people with bad credit histories, many of whom lied about their income and the nature of their employment, mm-hmm. got mortgage loans they weren't qualified for to buy houses they couldn't afford. Now that housing prices have stopped rising and the house can't be refinanced or sold at a profit, Congress wants the taxpayer to subsidize the mortgages so these folks can remain in their unaffordable houses.
This is a bank bailout, not a homeowner bailout. I mean, this is good for the banks because they're getting all that money. They've hiked up the interest rates. You know, they didn't do their homework on who they were loaning their money to, but now they've hiked up the interest rates. Rates, so those people are either going to pay it or go into foreclosure, and Congress wants to pay these banks their enormous interest rates.
They're bailing them both out.
Look, they're both at fault here, and yeah. I'm not, and I shouldn't have to pay for it.
I agree. The proposal to bail out subprime borrowers may seem humane, but it's wrong. The argument is that borrowers who signed up for subprime loans had no idea what they were doing. They didn't understand
clue,
the loan
then.
Documents or didn't read them. Some borrowers may have been victims of predatory lenders, yes, but many more simply grabbed on risky loans in hopes of flipping properties for big profits or knowingly lied about their income
sure.
just to get a bigger house. Don't reward these irresponsible people with property paid for by you and me.
You know, but the property owners wow. largely aren't going to lose much. They may lose a few thousand dollars, maybe $10,000 or something like that. Likely, they didn't put a lot into these houses.
Mm-hmm.
The banks weren't requiring. I can tell you I got loans at 100%, 95%, those kind of things. And, you know, the banks weren't requiring huge down payments. And you don't pay very much on your principal with these adjustable arms. So the bank really is the one who's getting bailed out here. I'm telling you, these people, you know, they may lose a few thousand dollars, then they'll go on, they'll rent a place, they'll have bad credit. But bad credit, what is that? It doesn't keep you from eating.
What are the proposed mechanics of this bailout? Like, how long would the payments go for?
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, the article goes on. It says, will the special aid package be indefinite? Can I go tomorrow and get a loan for a house I can't afford, and then 2 years when the rates reset, I will be able to... I'll be eligible for free mortgage payments?
Yeah, till the end of time?
Yeah, should speculators get preference among above citizens who have been saving rather than borrowing? What message does that send about responsibility? The proposed bailout is a moral hazard. It encourages bad behavior that got us into this mess because of the punishment for foolish borrowing is applied to you and not the people who made the bad decision to borrow.
This is the same message. It's the same message that government sends about responsibility on all sorts of other issues. The government sends out the message that you don't have to be responsible for your kids' education. We'll take care of it.
That's right. You don't
have to be responsible for your own health. We'll take care of that. You don't have to be responsible for saving for a retirement. We'll take care of that. And here we go again. You don't have to be responsible for making your home payments. We'll take care of it.
Oh, boy. Sounds like the Soviet Union.
Just so long as you're a slave of the state. And that's what's going to happen here.
That's right.
You know, they're just ratcheting it up at this point. We already pay, depending on what numbers you believe, somewhere between 50 and 75% of our income in taxes. All types of taxes, not just income tax, but, you know, property tax and sales tax and all those other included taxes. You know, and if you're working half the time to pay somebody, and that somebody being the federal government, you're half that person's slave.
Yeah.
If they can, you know, extract that amount of money from you, you're that person's slave. And some people would argue that if you're half a slave, you're completely a slave.
I would make that argument.
We're all slaves of the government.
Right. And now they're going to have a claim over your house if you jump into this deal.
Well, they do anyway, but...
Well, true.
But bailing out the borrowers also means bailing out their lenders. If lenders have to foreclose, they have to sell the house for much less than the loan amount, and this means the actual loss for the lenders. The threat of loss gives lenders a motive to help borrowers by restructuring their loans, maybe extending the time to repay.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, using your tax dollars to keep people in houses they can't afford would be socializing the lender's losses, meaning taxpayers like you and me would be paying the bill. Under the proposed bailout...
Just another reason to stop paying them.
That's right.
The taxes, that is.
Well, yeah, and who's going to pay the property taxes on these houses they can't afford? Under the proposed bailouts, responsible people lose and have to give their money to gamblers and sleazy lenders. This is privatizing profits and socializing losses.
This is what happens when you put a gang in charge of America.
Yeah.
No, the government.
A mercantilist gang.
800-259-9231. Got to go to Glenn. Forgot about him. Sorry about that, Glenn. You're on in Missouri. Hello.
Hey, citizens. Welcome to the USSR.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, last hour you were talking about rights and how some people claim there's a right to education or health care, but that puts an obligation on someone else to give up their property or labor.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought that all these rights that we're hearing about now are all laid out just nice and clean in the 10th chapter of the Soviet Union Constitution.
I'm not familiar with that.
I don't know if you've ever looked at it, but it has, like, a right to education. It has a right to work. It has a right to a old age pension.
It has
a right to health care.
If you've got more, hang on. I'll bring you back. All right, Glenn, hang on. 800-259-9231. Apparently now there's a right to a home. If these senators get their way. 1-800-259-9231. A right to be fiscally irresponsible. That's going to be great for America. More on the way. Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I have educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery, and Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. This is not a debt consolidation company. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt. Instead of living each day in fear, it's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024 and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
Times are tough right now, but there are a lot of different ways to get ourselves out of this mess. Providing for our own food, water, and power are a good start. As you may have heard by now, Ken Solar has been configuring alternative energy packages for over a decade. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar-powered generator. For a lot less than you'd expect, this portable system can chop up nearly a third of your electric bill. Getting yourself onto solar power is one of the most liberating things you can do for yourself and your family. The solar-powered generator will run your lights, fan, electric blanket, your refrigerator, and a whole slew of household items. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos and how-tos, and of course the new solar-powered generator. Enter the GCN coupon code during your order and save an additional 10%. Get a solar-powered generator now from kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves toll free at 800-259-9231. Packet 8.net toll free line. Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com. The bulletin board system's there. Over 200,000 posts. In fact, I think we've got over 210,000 posts, to be more exact. Over 1,300 people interacting. It's all for free. Lots of different topics, fun stuff, serious issues. You'll find it all at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
The Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, better known as Porkfest, is June 18th through the 24th. At Porkfest, you'll be able to hear and discuss the progress and future of the FSP, discover new freedoms, new communities, and new beginnings. Register today at porkfest.com. That's PORCFEST.com.
1-800-259-9231. Back to Glenn in Missouri. Glenn, giving us a rundown of, you said it was it Chapter 10 in the Soviet Constitution?
That's correct. Chapter 10 in the Soviet Constitution, Fundamental Rights and Duties of Citizens.
Can you go ahead?
Number one.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, number one is the right to work, right to employment, and payment for their work. And number two is the right to rest and leisure.
Siesta, man.
Yeah, yeah. And number three is the right to maintenance in old age, and also in case of sickness or loss of capacity. And that includes social insurance, employees at free medical service, and so forth.
Wouldn't that conflict with the right to leisure if you were a doctor? Like, if you are supposed to have the right to be taken care of in old age, and the doctor is supposed to have a right to leisure, then, hey, wait a minute, shouldn't he be able to enjoy his leisure when he wants to? Oh, no, because you've got a right to medical service, and so whenever that person wants the medical service, then the doctor has to go to work.
Yeah, well,
so it's just a mess.
And it collapsed, didn't it? Because who's going to pay for it?
Yeah.
They don't say that you get the medical service when you need it, just that we'll have medical service.
I see.
Yeah, you just get the medical service whenever we darned well feel like, you know, if you die 3 weeks before your heart transplant's scheduled,
right.
Well, at least it was available.
Oh, and what about all the wonderful leisure activities they had over in Russia, like standing in bread lines?
Yes, standing in line for toilet paper while members of the Politburo and the well-connected with the Communist Party, ate at the best restaurants, lived in the best houses, drove Mercedes.
Right. Waiting to get your car, the 10 years or so it took to get one.
So what are some more? Is there more on the list?
Oh, sure, there's a lot of them here. But here's one that I wish we had here in the U.S., and that's the inviolability of the homes of citizens and privacy of correspondents are protected by law. Didn't you wish we had that here?
Fat lot of good it did them.
True. But, you know, I just see everything in here, and I see that's everything that people on the left and socialists in this country are asking for. They're asking for the Soviet Constitution.
Yeah, that's true. In fact, we went over the 10 planks of communism, the Communist Manifesto, which, of course, I think we determined there were at least 7 of them that were fully implemented here in the United States at this point. And, of course, we're well on our way to achieving all 10. And most Americans are completely blind to this. They don't. If you tell an American that they're supporting communism by, for instance, supporting government schools, just as one example, they'll balk at you. They'll say, what are you talking about? I'm in favor of freedom. It's just that we have a right to education.
We need to educate the children. All the children need to be able to read and do math, and they need to be exposed to the Internet.
It's good for the community, but I'm not a communist. Thanks for the call, Glenn. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. The parallels are just absolutely chilling.
They are chilling.
As he pointed out.
And you just can't tell anybody. You know, it's amazing.
You can't. They don't want to hear it. It's the same old thing where, it can't happen in America. It's that attitude.
This is a free country.
Right, yeah, free country.
It was a free country.
Because we said so.
1-800-259-9231. John in Winnipeg, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Wayne and Mark. Hello, John.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Great. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm going to try to segue my subject matter from what you were saying earlier. You were talking about the state of economics and banking loans. One thing you should look further into is regressive tax structure. When we had during the Depression, what many theorize brought that on was that the banks refused to put any more currency into the marketplace. So you got people who want to hire people and people who want to work, but there's actually no physical currency on the streets. So if you have a regressive system, of which you have presently in America, you'll just have fewer and fewer dollars to pay back the bank lenders who, during the Depression, foreclosed on everybody. They take possession of all that property. So that's another side to what you were discussing earlier.
I think the Depression, and I'm not a historian, but as I recall, it had a lot to do with the Federal Reserve more than anything else.
Right.
Yeah. Well, the banks all decided together that they wouldn't put out any loans. So they all agreed together to say, we won't give out any personal loans. So if you borrow $100 from the bank, you got to pay back, let's say, $110. So they put $100 out on the street, and $110 has to come back. So there's $10 less, and a regressive tax structure is where. I'd love to. If you guys give me a few more minutes later or another day, perhaps I can talk more about it. But it's something you should really look into because it's important. Like it's a mathematical construct. It's constructed through mathematics, and no matter how much you believe in a free marketplace, if there's controls in place where wealthy people are not taxed progressively. There's going to be fewer and fewer and fewer dollars on the street. That's just the mechanics of it. But as I say,
Are you advocating for progressive taxation?
No, I'm advocating for understanding the mathematics behind what a regressive tax system is. It's not a left wing thing. It's an intelligence thing. But it's not an easy I could explain it to you, no problem. But the reason I'm starting from there is it bodes well to where I was going.
The problem is not that the banks weren't putting enough money out on the streets. The problem is that the Federal Reserve was printing money that has no backing. That's what the problem was, and still is.
Yeah, well, like I say, you can look into it. Like, for example, you have you guys got this in different states. I don't know whether you have it where you're at. You guys, where are you actually? What city?
We're in New Hampshire.
In New Hampshire. Well, in many cities, you have what are called VLTs, video lottery terminals. And in Winnipeg here, for example, we have them proliferated all throughout our poorest segments of our city. Mm. Now, they'll extract millions of dollars off these streets, and people will say, well, you're just, you know, people are free will to spend their money whatever way they want. And if they're, you know, if they're welfare mothers who leave their children without food, you know, that's their fault, and, you know, it's not ours. But the thing is that welfare mother is not going to be spending that welfare mother is generally going to be spending a higher percentage of her income than, let's say, a banker would. A banker on his paycheck isn't going to spend 40% of his money on food. The woman is, although if she loses her money at those VLTs, which extract millions of dollars from our poorest streets,
Are those government like lotto boxes or something?
Yeah, but I mean, this is just an example of what that mathematical relationship is. Is that if all that money comes off the street, then all the stores that hire workers aren't going to be pulling in as much revenue either. And where does the money go to? Well, it goes to people who work at the lotteries with like $300,000 expense accounts to get free cars. There's huge corruption. Like they're saying, like, you know, 50% of the scratch and wins are. Well, I don't want to.
It seems to me like you're making an argument to get rid of government lotteries.
It's a much more complicated subject than that, actually. I want it to be fair, but it takes a while to discuss it and understand it. All understanding takes time to communicate. The reason I'm calling, Bush is telling you guys that Democrats are undermining the troops by not supporting their funding. Now, Harry Reid has said Bush is just lying to you. They got plenty of cash, plus Kennedy says more than half of the money isn't even accounted for anywhere whatsoever. We can't trace it to nobody, and there's another Democratic woman who's saying the same thing. But don't forget this. It's Bush that lied personally. Bush personally lied to America to trick your kids to dying for a needless cause.
Sure. Well, they all lied. I mean, it's not fair to just single out one guy. They all lied about it, and they all supported him on it. All of them. Right. All the Democrats, okay, but, all the Republicans, okay, fine, they all lied.
Fine. But listen. He told you Saddam wouldn't let the inspectors in. That was a lie to your face. Now, Fox News didn't want to defend you and didn't want to defend your soldiers who don't know any better.
I don't really care what Fox News does. That's their business. And they all were jumping on the bandwagon. Thank you for the call. All of them. The Democrats, the Republicans, the news agencies in the beginning of the Iraq War, everybody was rattling the sabers.
Absolutely.
And to single out one guy, not fair. They're all a bunch of scumbags. More coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
How are you feeling today? Well, I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free e-booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come, and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potential of this amazing fruit. The powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have this 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also offer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it's fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-658-0597. Again, that's 800-658-0597.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at libertystickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. The packet 8.net toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free. We do ask you to voluntarily support the show by buying some stuff at store.freetalklive.com. We've got brand new products, including the Free Talk Live Ladies T-shirt, the new Free Marketeer T-shirt, also two different types of hoodies. There's the fully zippered version and just the pullover style. In fact, the pullover one comes in two different colors. The ladies tee comes in two different colors. The Free Marketeer one is one color. But anyway, those are some of the new products. Also, hot item. People are ordering the Free Talk Live multi-gadget like crazy. The Free Talk Live multi-gadget, it's a 2 gigabyte, you're kind of a computer geek, Wayne, I think you'll appreciate this. It's a 2 gigabyte flash drive, MP3 player, and voice recorder, all in one.
I saw that.
Yeah, and it's got the Free Talk Live logo on it, so it's extra cool.
I'm tempted.
The price is right. Julia had been actually looking at getting a new MP3 player, and you go and you look at the prices on 2 gigabyte MP3 players.
It's a bargain right there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, you're going to be paying far more on anywhere else in the market than you will pay for our multi-gadget.
And it's a nice big jump drive at the same time.
Yeah, exactly. Just a few months ago, I paid that for just a plain old jump drive of 2 gigabytes.
Yep, so lots of features. Oh, and I threw in an FM tuner just because I could. So there you go. All the details at store.freetalklive.com. So the pre-order phase is open right now. Great way to get some cool stuff and help support the show. And, of course, all of our older products are still for sale. You know, we just got off the phone with John in Winnipeg. And he was throwing around so many terms, like regressive tax, and trying to make it sound all confusing. Like, you know, Mark, you didn't really have a chance to jump in with what
you
wanted to say. You
know, it took me a little. I had never heard of what he's talking about before.
I've got the definition here from Wikipedia. It's a tax imposed so that the tax rate decreases as to the amount to which the rate is applied increases. The term regressive tax can be applied to any type of tax. It's frequently applied in reference to fixed taxes, where everyone has to pay the same amount of money, such as a poll tax. The term regressive refers to the way the rate progresses from high to low. Mm-hmm. The opposite of a regressive tax is
a progressive tax.
Yes.
So essentially, as I understand it, he was saying that, well, these regressive taxes are what we have today, and they're bad.
Not all of them.
He's saying that because it benefits the rich.
Not all of them are regressive, I mean.
He's saying the regressive taxes benefit the rich at the cost of the poor, and he wants to shift things around. He wants to change things. And it seems like that's not an appropriate solution. And the appropriate solution is to eliminate
it. He was talking reallocation of essentially the fiat currency that he's we have here in the country. What we advocate on this show is a simple return to a monetary, a metal monetary standard, or at least some kind of commodities, something mm-hmm. of value, rather than printing paper and calling that money, which is what they do now in both Canada and the
Correct.
United States.
And the rest of the world.
And, you know, essentially what he's doing is saying, as soon as my team gets in with my idea, then things will work. And this is the same fallacy that we have had throughout the years here in America. As soon as the Democrats get in, as soon as Barack Obama gets in there, he's going to save America. America. It's a new hope. No, it's not. It's the same old crap is what it is. Look, every time you talk about, and he said it would take a little while to explain his theory, and I just explained mine very quickly. The fact is, it's the simple truth. It's a bunch of complex lies. And that's where it comes from. That's when the three-card Monty starts going into play. Once you get convoluted and people's eyes glaze over, that's when they stick their hand in your pocket, okay? Because you're not paying attention.
The issue isn't the taxation scheme. The issue isn't what percentage people are being charged, whether it's progressive or regressive. That's not the issue. And people are trying to make it. People like John and the Democrats and the Republicans are trying to make that the issue to distract you from the real issue, which is fiat currency.
Right. And that's really the issue. As soon as when you have real money backing your currency, then you have a commodity. You can have gold or silver, whatever backs
it. And that
solves
his
problem. And you can claim those things. You can get the gold or silver, and then you've really got something.
Right. And that solves the first problem that he brought up in his call was that, well, when a bank makes a loan, they loan out $100, you have to pay back $110. Well, where's that extra $10 come from is what he was saying.
Inflation.
Well, okay, here that's how it works. But in a market-based economy, because that's not actually creating any new wealth for anyone, but in a market-based economy, that $110 gets paid back because somebody goes and mines another chunk of gold out
or
of the
silver.
Ground.
That's right.
And feeds the demand for more currency.
Right, and a commodity-based currency also prevents government from doing a lot of the things they try to do for us now.
Like wars,
like all these wasteful programs and bridges to nowhere. They can't do this stuff if they have to pay for it with real money.
Right.
I don't see how
they have to extract really from people.
Yes. They have a difficult time running up such a debt, too, because... Mm-hmm. Then countries want their gold to get paid in rather than these flimsy little greenbacks that we have now, not backed by anything.
Yeah, for a really good explanation of how the system works, the best person I've ever heard explain it was G. Edward Griffin, the creature from Jekyll Island.
Mm-hmm.
That's an excellent book, and there's a few presentations he's made on the book you can find online that will explain it quite well without even reading the book.
800-259-9231. The Liberty Dollar book kind of has a summary of Jekyll Island. And it also covers a lot of other facets of, the history of fiat currencies and the history of hard money and all of that.
That's right.
Which you can get at dollar.freetalklive.com. Our number is 800-259-9231. So I just wanted to make sure we got out all the comments were necessary from that last call, because it was certainly a blitz of concepts and terms, and it took a while to digest it all.
Yeah, the other thing he didn't talk about, too, was the fractional reserve banking system. That's a big problem because the banking system creates money too.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many different ways they can create money out of thin air now. It's crazy. It used to be it was the printing press alone, but now they have it's just
now
staggering.
There are digits in a computer that they can just manipulate.
That's right.
More on you can also again take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Mark in Nova Scotia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mark. Mark in Nova Scotia. He's gone. Sorry about that. Joe in California. I should read my call screening software. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. Just kind of a lighthearted note. You guys were talking about ridiculous rights that they had in the Soviet Constitution. Well,
yeah.
At some point here in California, we had a right to a sunny day.
No way. Come on. You're kidding, right?
I'm serious. At some point in its history, I can't remember exactly when. I don't believe it's there anymore, but yeah.
So who was going to provide you with this right to a sunny day if, in fact, it wasn't sunny?
I think they just put it there to kind of help popularize the state and get people to move here. I don't think it really had any meaning behind it other than that. But,
gotcha.
Yeah, I thought of that when you guys were talking about
marketing.
Some of those ridiculous rights.
Well, you will probably have at least one sunny day per year in California.
Oh, and some.
Yeah. So there you go. Anything else on your mind, Joe?
No, that's about it.
Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Oh, we are in a mess of a situation in this country with the monetary policy, the Federal Reserve. I hope that Ron Paul, in his presidential campaign, I know that the Federal Reserve seems to be one of his main issues. I don't know if he's making it one of his three headline issues, but I presume he would because he's definitely on the ball on that subject.
The war as well.
But definitely the war, because that's going to be something that's going to really differentiate him from the rest of the pack.
And foreign policy, too.
And, so I'm looking forward to seeing what issues he chooses, but also I'm really looking forward to seeing the way he communicates the Federal Reserve issue to the rest of America. Because you and I, we both understand, or all of us understand, that the concepts of fiat currency and not having backing, the value of metal backing or backing with anything, we understand these things because, well, we've talked about it a lot. We've done a little bit of research. We've come to an understanding. How Ron Paul is going to be able to communicate these ideas in a quick soundbite segment, I'm not sure. You know, I'm looking forward to seeing how he pulls that off.
Yeah. I might add, too, the fiat currency is basically backed by debt. It's somebody else's liability, whereas a hard currency, you basically own it. It's debt-free money.
Mm-hmm.
And that's part of the problem with the national debt and all this stuff is that, you know, we're basically paying interest on the money they're creating for us.
Well, I guess the one fair thing to say about fiat currency is it's not completely unbacked. It is backed by the force of guns. You try not accepting that as as currency for paying debts. Yeah, it's legal tender. You try saying, no, I'm just going to accept gold and silver at my business, and then you'll find out, which it'll be a surprise because most people want to get FRNs, and I being one of them, but you will find out if you decide not to accept Federal Reserve notes exactly what they're backed with.
Mm.
They're backed with violence, bloodshed, and guns.
You're forced to accept them or else.
Well, nobody's stopping you. You could accept whatever you want for your labor. It's just inconvenient.
It says that they must be accepted for all debts, public and private. It says that on the Federal Reserve notes.
Well, what about barter?
At some point somebody reports you to the authorities and it starts going up the chain,
right.
Most things slip through the net, as you know. Most of these situations do. But once some bureaucrat, the Secret Service guy, I think, is at least to some extent they're in charge of currency. Once they get that idea in their head, you know what? He's disrespecting my country.
Well, the argument would be that at the point of sale, you incur a debt. And, of course, you immediately pay that debt with whatever it is you're paying it with. Maybe what you could do is start your own business where you're accepting bananas and you're accepting gold and silver and that sort of thing, and then you can have a separate cash price of $2 million for a pencil, something like that. You could say, yeah, I'm accepting these. $2 million, please. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN program. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.